Hello, everybody. Ewan Spence here. It's another PlayStation show, giving you the great taste of the world of Sony's PlayStation, specifically the portable stuff for the next couple of weeks, and what's going on, what to play, and what to look out for. As always, your comments are welcome back at the website playstation.thepodcastcorner.com, or you'll find us on Facebook as well. And getting in touch with me is easy, Ewan at thepodcastcorner.com, or just head over to Twitter and look for Ewan. Simple as that. On the show this week, a review of Denki Box, the depths of Scotland. Comes a delightful little puzzle. It's taken its time to get to the PSP, but it's finally here. Before all that, we'll head into the news. And kind of mistimed the theme. Oh, there we go. It happens. Yes, hello, everybody. PlayStation Show carrying on. You'll find us on iTunes as well, where you can also leave the reviews and a whole bundle of stuff like that. Reviews coming up, what's happening next week, this week, and a bit of, as I said, what's going on in the last week in the world of the PlayStation. Staying mostly with the portable stuff, but GameStop have got a lovely chart of the installed base of devices. Makes for interesting reading. PlayStation 3 in America, 15.4 million units, and the PlayStation Portable, 19 million units. Slightly more balanced in Europe, but the numbers are very similar as well. 14.7 million PlayStation 3s, 14.8 million PSPs. Pretty good numbers. Now, everybody's going to go, oh, but the DS and the Wii, far, far higher in the 20s and the 40s, respectively. But that's a lot of addressable units out there. Even assuming some people might have bought two, some of them might be put in the bottom of the drawer, that's still a huge addressable market. And yes, while the shiny bits of plastic $40, $50 games aren't quite doing the sales that you expect, stuff like the PlayStation Network, online delivery, all of that is doing incredibly well. And there's a bundle of stuff out there and a bundle of people who are quite happy to look for their games. Thoughts are also still going out there with the quake in Japan. Interestingly, though, most people are now sort of turning off, what will this do to my technology? Bless them all. Because there's parts out there and there's construction and shipping and everything. Sony have said that this should not affect the launch of the NGP, but you have to assume that at some point they are going to maybe slow down in other territories. So Japan's probably going to get it first, then America, then Europe. Those dates might go out just a little bit longer. We shall find out as we go forward. But things that are going forward, you know, there's still a whole bundle of interesting things now. And here is probably my favourite story so far. It's the fact that there's a book for Killzone Liberation. It's entitled Killzone Ascendancy, and you got to read this. The back, look, if it gets people reading, doesn't bother me. But I just want to read the back of this book, and to do that, I do need some atmospheric music. So let's just lean over here. I think I've got some ready. There we go. Okay, best movie trailer voice.
Visari's death has wreaked havoc in the Hellgast Empire, leaving a legacy of destruction. His last act of violence, a nuclear bomb, has decimated the Special Forces. Now Sev and Rico must complete their mission alone. They will fight to the death to keep the ruthless Hellgast troops at bay. Killzone Ascendancy.
I want to see it as a film now, let alone a book. But there we go. That's available on Amazon. We'll have a link back on the website. And speaking of things to buy and do on the website, let's have a look at this week's review. Which, as I said earlier, comes from the depths of Scotland, specifically Dundee, and developers Denki, who are the guys behind Denki Box. Now, this game has been a long time coming to the PlayStation Portable and the PSN. I'm originally available for the Game Boy Color with a much larger bundle of levels, as I seem to recall, and more complexity. I remember getting this for the Game Boy Advance, sort of next generation at that point, which, again, simple graphics, great idea. And, you know, when I look around at the franchises that are being built up nowadays, and I look at Denki Box and I'm thinking, you know, you were just a couple of years too early, because this is a sort of game that could really go places. And it is at the moment. It's got it on the iPads and the iPhones. And there's Facebook Danky a Day. But now you can pick it up on the PlayStation Network for your PlayStation phone. It's a very simple concept. You get a grid. It's surrounded by a wall, so you can't leave the grid. There are some fixed blocks inside the grid, and then there are the gum blocks. Now, these are commonly red, yellow, green, or blue, variety of colours. And if you press left, for example, in your direction, all the blocks that can move one to the left will move one to the left, unless they're blocked by a wall. To the right, up, up, and down, and down. All you have to do is put all the blue blocks together, all the red blocks together, or the yellow blocks together, or the green blocks together. Some levels only have two colours. Some of them have four, some of them have three. Now, here's the catch. Whenever two blocks of the same colour touch, they will stick together. Gum blocks. Now, that means you can make some wonderful shapes, but it also means that you can use them to hook onto one tiny wall as you reach out with the rest of the line of blocks. Look, it's an easy, easy principle. Get all the colours to match up. Simple as that. As with all great puzzle games, though, it is not as simple as that, because you have to get them all matching. You find out that you get walls and tunnels, and they all get blocked by the gum blocks. You find out that you get different areas that you can't reach if you do one thing, but you need to do that one thing to do the other thing. It's just these lovely layers of logic on top of a very spatially aware thing. Now, some people love number puzzles, and they're great for numbers. Some people love the sort of spatial puzzles, and I'm one of the ones that really likes the spatial stuff. And so Danky Box is a game that I've loved on multiple platforms, and I have it on the PSP. Look, it's hand on heart. This was more a case of, did it translate well? Not, is the game any good? Because I already knew the game was good. It has translated very well. The nice big screen on the PlayStation, coupled with the proper controls. I mean, when you look at something like the iPad, you've got to slide your finger over and everything. With the PSP, no, it's up, down, left, right. You can press up, down, left, right, and it just works. You've also got the undo button that also increases your move count. So if you want to do if you do one move and then undo it, it actually costs you two moves. And that's important, because although each level is just match all the colours up, there are bonuses if you can match up the colours up in a special way, i.e. to make the red, the yellow, and the green stuck together shapes all the same, or you do it under a time limit, or you do it in under 20 moves. All of these gives you stars. You've got 100 levels. Split up into 5 packs, 16 on the first one. Once you do 10, it unlocks the next batch. If you finish all 16, you get a bonus 4, so there's your 20, 5 packs altogether. Get those stars, that's the thing, because you just... Danky Box really makes you want to think that you want to complete them and complete the levels properly. Yes, you can just bumble through and link all the blocks together, but there's that nagging fear of you've not done it in as most graceful way as possible. And Danky Box is full of grace. You know, whichever day of the week for a child that is, that's what Danky Blocks is. It looks, it's cartoony. Interestingly enough, the sort of avatars and cute characters have been kind of toned back a little bit in the PlayStation version compared to what I remember on the Game Boy, where each level pack was accompanied by a special creature and they would talk to you and such on, and there was an overall puzzle master who would talk you through the game. That's kind of been stripped away. They've stripped this back to the bone, and I think they've made a tiny mistake there in the presentation. It's about the only thing I would criticise Danky Blocks for. In this world of Angry Birds, you need that avatar to hook onto. You need the extra skills. You need to build it up. Danky, it's, you know, I can see it taking off like Angry Birds, and I could see it taking off years ago before Angry Birds was even around. It's just kind of like sputtering. It's like a car engine start. It's just, it needs to just really get going. There's a great game here. You should be all going out and buying it, even though it did freeze up my PlayStation Portable once or twice. Maybe that's just me, because it's an old machine and it's bad writing from the card. But because it's constantly saving, you never lost any progress in the game, so thumbs up for defensive saving in the background on that one. This is a game I think everybody should get a hold of. It's great value for money. It really has a smart presentation, and I can see it doing a lot more. And I really do hope, selfishly, that Danky go, you know what? Our catalogue has worked. We've got old games coming back up, and they're selling well. Because they had another great game out there. Now, Danky guys know that I know that this is the game I want to see again. So I shall leave it unsaid. But I really do want your other Game Boy Advance game on the PlayStation. For now, incredibly, incredibly happy with Danky Blocks. Right then, we're heading into the Easter holidays here up in Scotland. So next week, I think I'm going to take on Fat Princess, A Fistful of Cake. Just re-released on the PSP Essentials label. You get it as a download for £7 in the UK and €8 in Europe, the rest of Europe and America. That's going to be next week. Your comments are always welcome back on the show as well at playstation.thepodcastcorner.com. And you can leave a review for us on iTunes, all the usual stuff. I'm Ewan Spence. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you on the next PlayStation show. Hey, the PlayStation show at the Podcast Corner, copyright 2011. And if you really want to know, it was Go Go Beckham Adventures on Soccer Island, the finest platform franchise football game you'll ever see. Possibly the only franchise football platform game.